Blog Talk Radio.
Babe, call in. Welcome to the bullshit bell. If you can hear me, caller, you're now on the
air. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Now, what's your bullshit story?
My bullshit story is today.
Oh, boy.
It sounds good, babe.
That's bullshit. Okay. Perfect. So, what are you doing? Did you clean that? No. You didn't clean that today. The bathroom. What are you talking about?
The toilet.
It's done it yesterday. All righty, let's get started with the bullshit bell. All right, let's see.
To deal with these things, and I had them tell me what they would do.
Are you, look, can I do that? Should I do it?
Yes, yeah, I also like an exclamation point, like cash and...
We're okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Or make cash like cats.
Okay. I'm not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try this out. Let's see what this is. Here. We are recording live. Let's see. Uh-oh. Freeze? What just happened? It literally just froze. Oh my God. Dang, man.
We're gonna do a tall, and we're gonna put everything. Everything's gonna be done in a hat. So we're gonna get names of each artist, of good artists in their music, and we're gonna do that. So again, if you want to get your music played on the Bullshit Bell Show, you have to DM Ahmad Wiggins. If you want to get your music possible, listen to this, people. We do it.
It froze. Are you a good liar or just have an interesting story to tell? Call in or join in to win. Join in to
Okay, we are recording live from a secret location. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with me, if you enter the building, drop some bells. This should be interesting to see if we get some people on here. Let's see. I've never went live in this group before. We got one person. Somebody might want to win some money. Oh, that's you. I don't know. We'll see if we get some people in this group. I don't know. We got two people. I don't know if they want to win some money. So what I want to do is, my idea is to see, because we're rolling out this new show called The Bullshit Bell. So I wanted to get some feedback from some people that may not be familiar with who I am. So for today, we're willing to do a cash prize for the person who can get past the bullshit bell. But there's got to be people that come in here. So I don't really know. I might be better off on my page. We have a call-in number. It's 563-999-3658. So let's see. Does anybody want to come on and try to get past the bullshit bell in this group? If you think you have what it takes to win and take my money and get past the bullshit, let's talk. I don't know. I've never went live in this group before, so I don't know how this group works. So we're going to try it out and see. If not, I might just have to take it to my page. Hey, 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 if you're in the comments and you want to play, drop a bell. I don't know, man. Looks like they don't want to take my money. Oh, we got somebody on the line. But the cash is not unlocked until after 300 live viewers. But let's see. We got a caller. 404-5725. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
So you want to play the game?
What game is it? This is JT.
I don't know JP.
John Trump.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's going
so
on?
I'm playing, this game is called The Bullshit Bell. So basically, you'll tell me a story. It could be about anything. You'll dish me the tea. You'll tell me a story. You'll tell me that something's going on, what's going on in your life. Anything you want to tell me, but you can lie. You can even lie about it. But it needs to sound good, because if it's not, I'm going to call bullshit and you're going to be out. So you have to convince me that your story is not bullshit. And you have to convince the people that your story is not bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what story is going to tell. I saw your number pop up and I just decided to call.
I'm in this group. Right now, I'm trying to introduce these people to me in this Room 21 group. So
I like that Room 21 group. It'd be some nice prison trade in there.
Yeah, so I'm on there. trying to get the people to see if they want to play. I'm out here giving away money, but these people don't want to come on, so I might have to just do it on my page. But yes, I will call you after the show.
Okay, just call me.
Okay, guys, we're going to give it a few more minutes because there's no sense in spending all this time on here. You know, I'm not used to going live in groups, Trail. I think I might exit out and just go live on my page and see what it's going to give. Hold on. I'll be right back. All right, y'all. This shit ain't gonna work for me. I'm gonna get the fuck about this group. Because we gonna do it on a different. I'm out. No, that was not.
Okay. From a secret location. Now.
No. I thought it'd be fun to see how you guys would like the show. So let's test the shit out. Okay, we are recording live from a secret location. Now, when you're in the building, let me hear you drop those bells. Okay, y'all, so. Drop those bells, drop those bells, drop those bells, drop those bells, drop those bells. Okay, so listen. This is not the official or like official show. But I thought, why not have some fun today with my people who ain't doing shit on Easter because I'm not, I'm off. So, you know, we have the Bullshit Bell show coming. And so I want to have some fun with you guys today. You know, my people are my people. So y'all like to talk. Y'all like to tell stories. So I thought today, well, why don't we see who's going to make it past the Bullshit Bell? So the rules are simple. If you have a story or you know some tea or you know something about somebody else or you want to just tell me anything, you can call in and talk about anything. But you have to convince me that your story is not bullshit or if you did something, your reasoning behind it isn't bullshit. So if you went and slapped your mama, you have to convince me that slapping your mama isn't any bullshit. And if you win in convincing me that your story isn't bullshit, you will win a cash prize. And I will send it directly to your PayPal or your Cash App. Now, if I feel as though your story is bullshit, you are going to be hit with a bullshit bell. And I'm going to tell you why the story is bullshit, and I'm going to hang up on you. So you can call in or you can join the live. Now, this is not the official show, I'm just testing it out. So we'll see how you guys like this show. So if anybody wants to play, feel free to join the live or call in. Speaking of that, tomorrow I'll be doing like an official show where we'll have the topics, and this is just a little icebreaker to get the people going. But tomorrow we're going to have a bullshit show to where I'm just going to be telling you guys about bullshit that I've encountered. And so if you guys know anybody that wants to send their music in and play their music, do that too. This is really good, by the way. Oh no, the money is not an April Fool's joke. Forgot today was April 1st. No, it's really not. No, this is not orange Kool-Aid. You know what? Honestly, this is liquor. And it's really, really good. It's something that was made. That's not bullshit. Oh, so we have Wiley on the line. Hello?
No, no, I didn't want to come on. I was just testing out. You know, I'm just, listen, we are on a press tour. So I'm going to be in every group I can. I'm just going to give like a minute conversation to each group to let people know. 300 viewers, cash unlocked. I'm doing a contest too. All you got to do is share. The more time you share, you can win some cash from me. So we're asking you guys to do it. I thank you, Miss Tina. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you to everybody that was sharing. So they put their name is in the contest for me. So I am on so many groups. I'm going to go to so many groups. It's like a tour. Like, I'm going to so many groups. I'm about to join Speak Up Group because they want me to talk about being a hoe. Because I am a hoe. I'm proud of being a hoe. I don't mind being a hoe. I will sleep with you, your man. Keep your man away from Wiley because he will sleep with him, especially if he is attractive. And I'm honest about that. I'm a Scorpio. All Scorpios are hoes. So I'm definitely got to speak about that. Then I got another live to go to because, you know, tomorrow night, we will be live at 10:30 p.m.-ish, okay? 10:30 p.m.-ish is when we will be live, 563-999-3658. So, again, call in, share the live feed. Shout out to everybody that's going to be joining the live feed tomorrow. We have so many guests, so many surprise guests, so many surprise celebrity guests going to be on tomorrow night. You got to be there. A lot of you guys say, I don't know when am I going to go live. You need to do this. Click on Amaz's page right now and subscribe to his page and go and click on there to follow Amaz to get instant. And then you click that button to get an instant update so you don't have no excuse. Save the number right now in your phone, your mobile phone, your BGC phone, your Boost mobile phone, your AT&T phone, your T-Mobile phone, Sprint phone. Save the number. You have to save the number. Somebody said, Wiley, how many people have you had sex with? I said too many people to remember. Go.
She's going on a tangent. Go. So, listen. Nobody obviously wants to take my money. So, if y'all don't want to take my money today, fine with me. I just thought that I would get up here and allow you all to have a chance to kiki and to take my coin. But nobody wants to try me on the bullshit bail. It's really simple. Convince me that your story is not bullshit and you can win. Time is ticking. Maybe the girls are all out eating fucking hometown buffet and boiled eggs. So, I will sit for another 5 moments. And then
we will cancel. If I don't have anyone that would like to challenge the bell. I'm sure I can make anything happen, but the thing is, I don't have a winner. So if somebody wins and I don't get up to 300, so here's the thing. You get 300 unlocks the coin. Now, if you win, you get put in a raffle, because that wouldn't be fair if I let two people on and two people won. So the most people, so if five of you guys get past the bullshit bell, then I'll put you in a raffle, then I'll pull. But if we don't get to 300 today, what's going to happen is you'll get pulled over to the next raffle till we get to 300. So if we get to 300 tomorrow and we get five people that win tomorrow and five people that win today, then all you guys will be in the same drawing, because the money is technically not unlocked yet. So you'll be in the raffle until the cash is unlocked. And then once it's unlocked, you'll be in the drawing. But the only bad part about that is you're going up against a lot more people. So, with that being said, I don't think it's going to happen today. So, we will revisit this tomorrow.
It's 5 o'clock.
And it's 5 o'clock, my time. So we will revisit this tomorrow. And hopefully you guys are not scared. All right, I'm going to continue to sit, and I'll be back, possibly. They were so shy to talk.
Thank you.
We are recording live from a secret location. When you're in the building, let me see you drop them motherfucking bells. I'm gonna give y'all some time to come in so y'all can look at me. When you're in the building, I need you to drop them bells. I wanna see bells when you're in the building. I have to get something off my chest, okay? I have to get something off my chest. Can we talk for a moment today? Like, it's no shade. First, I want to say happy Easter and all of that. I hope you guys are enjoying food and you guys are feeling good and all of those things. Okay, but my friend, he's going to be upset with me that I'm going to tell this story, but I have to do it because I won't be before you long, but this is a kiki, and I have to get this kiki off my chest. If I can get this kiki off my chest and y'all want to kiki with me, hashtag kiki in the comments. Do you guys want a kiki? Because, bitch, I need a kiki, and I'm going to have to get this kiki. Okay. So, I'm about to get into it. Are y'all ready for this? I don't think y'all ready, bitch. Y'all got to share this, bitch. Just because I'm a... Okay, bitch. I'm going to get this off my chest. And now, to my girlfriend, I know you're probably going to see this. And I hope that we can still remain friends after this. But, bitch, the story that you told me, I don't know if I believe this. Okay? And I'm going to ask you guys, if you guys want to call in and give your opinion, the number is going to be 563-999-3658. But we all have this friend that will do anything for the dick. If you know a person that'll do anything for the dick, drop a motherfucking bell. I'm building my point. So if you got a friend that will do anything for the dick and then lie about it, girl, and pretend that the shit didn't happen, or it didn't happen like that, drop a bell. So let me tell you, okay, because y'all are playing. I need y'all to share this. I want y'all to share this, and I want to give y'all this tape. So, I have a friend. So, here's the tea. I know a lot of you guys are busy. Y'all probably eating and all these things. But let me give you the tea. Okay, so they said they want to grab their headphones. Okay, y'all get yourself together. Get yourself together. So we're going to talk. Okay, girl, I'll try to get y'all warmed up. Because y'all need to share this live. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to lose a friend for this, bitch. So y'all need to at least give me something to lose a friend over, bitch. Because this tea is something. Okay, fuck it. So I was talking to my friend, right? And my friend was like, oh, I said, what you doing? He was like, you know, I'm chilling. Mind you, sometimes I'll be calling him and he don't be answering the phone. I'm like, well, why aren't you answering the phone? And he's a little sneaky, so he'll never tell you exactly why he's not answering the phone. But you know, either he's up to no good or he's up to no good. The only reason why he's not answering is because he's up to no good. So in this case, I found out that he met a man off of Jacked, right? But this is how the text message starts. Oh my God, girl, this man stinks so bad and he won't go home. And I'm like, okay, girl, well, why don't you just give him a towel or, you know, say, hey, my love, did you want to take a bath or anything? So he's like, well, girl, no, you know, no. He's like, but he's stinking up my whole apartment. And I'm just like, well, girl, you have a bathroom. You have, and then sends me a picture. I'm like, well, girl, you know, the boy is cute. It's unfortunate that he stinks so bad. So he's like, yeah, well, he stinks so bad. And I was like, okay, so you should just tell him that you should say, hey, my love, let's take a shower together. Or let's kiss and cuddle in underwater. You know, something like that. And so my friends were, no, I just met him. I don't want him to, you know, to hit me or do anything like that. I'm like, okay. So I'm going on and I'm letting him rant and rave about how funky this boy is. I mean, he's saying the boy's whole body stinks. He said everything on the boy stinks. He said the armpits, the breath, I mean, everything smelled awful, okay? So, and I'm like, well, how old is he? He's like, well, he's 25. No 25-year-old man should be smelling like this. Now, I don't know if he got on the train or was at work. And I was like, well, what are you going to do? My friend was like, oh, well, he got to go home. Like, you know, because, bitch, you know, I don't do nobody that's stinking. And I'm not fucking with nobody that's stinking. So, bitch, I'm about to give you the gas. Share this live. At least get me to 100, bitch, because I'm about to lose a friend for the shit. Share this, girl, when I get so I can give you this cheeky, bitch, because this has, like, honestly, like, all bullshit aside, this has been really fucking with me, because this bitch texts me like, oh, he's trying it, this man stink, blase, blase, blase. Watch when I give you the cheeky. And he like, well, he's just sitting on the edge of my bed. What do I do? I'm like, girl, tell him to take a bath. There should be no reason why a man just came to your house and smells like dick, balls, Epsom salt, Vienna sausage with no water. So, bitch, let me give you the tea. So my friend, once we get to 100, bitch, I'm going to give you the tea. Once I get to 100, bitch, I'm going to give you the tea. Share it just so I can give you the full tea. She's going to be so over me that I told the story. But listen, I told her I'm going to tell this story because, bitch, she tried that. She tried that. Okay. So I'm going to give y'all the tea. So my friend is ranting and raving about the boy. And he's like, you know, bitch, I don't do nobody that stink, girl. I mean, I'm lighting incense. I'm spraying candles. My house stink. The bathroom stink. Everything stink. It smells like this boy, and he won't go home. And then I was like, well, what's the tea? And then my friend goes, yeah, and after he spent the night last night, you know, pause, bitch. After he did what? Well, after he spent the night last night. So did he come over there, Musty? Well, yeah, he came over here, Musty. So wait a minute, bitch. He came over to your house, Musty, and spent the night. And you talking about him being Musty the morning after? The thing. That's the motherfucking bullshit, bitch. You tried that. And I said, okay, so what happened? Where did he sleep? Oh, well, girl, you know, and I said, well, girl, did you fuck him? Well, girl, no. I would never fuck him, bitch. You know, he said his palms were sweating, and all he did was grab my and play with my dick. And I think, now, I don't want to put words in our mouth, because, girl, I don't want to be full of bullshit, but I think she said they kissed. So did you read the tell me? So girl, and I said, well, did he go to, maybe he just came from work or anything. Well, no, he was off. So he was off work. And then here's the other part. I think he said, now I could be wrong, but I also think he said that before the boy came, the boy told him he'd be on his way after he got out the shower. Shower like that, and you still let him spend the night, lay in the bed, kiss you possibly, and touch all over you, and then sit with you the next day. But it's his fault, right? And he the fool, and he need to go. No, bitch, you need to go, and you need to throw your whole life away. Because, girl, I don't know who people think I am, but I'm a really sharp motherfucker. You're not going to play me into thinking that you just let this dirty-ass man, funky-ass man be at your house, bitch. And that's it. Now, I told her, I was like, girl, I'm telling this story, bitch. I told her I'm telling this story because it, the shit don't make no sense to me, girl. That was a kiki. Because if he thinks so bad, girl, how did he make it through the night? Not only made it through the night, but made it through the night next to you in your bed. So, girl, all I'm saying is, if you read in him, what does that say about you? That's all I'm saying, girl. And girl, that don't look good. He must have didn't think that bad, bitch. And my whole thing is this, why would you let somebody stay in your house and lay in your bed that bad? I mean, because he was cute. Don't get me wrong. He was not ugly. And, you know, that is the thing. Some people are into smells. But I don't think this particular friend is into that. So my thing is, girl, you can't ignore that shit. If it smell like boo-boo, it stink, it's musty, it's hot, it's clouding up everything. Girl, I think maybe you should just let her know that, you know, girl, before we go any farther, you need to take a bath. I mean, you have water. You have towels. You have soap. You have everything. I would have said, hey, my love, let's take a shower together. I mean, he's already seen your body. He touched your dick. He touched your ass. I mean, y'all was being nasty. Why couldn't y'all be nasty underwater? Why be nasty under the sheets where you suffocating in funk? Because you allegedly didn't feel it. Like, you allegedly didn't want all that. But somehow he spent the night. And somehow he was there the next day. And somehow he managed to touch you. And all of this other stuff. I just hate when people try to make me like I'm stupid. Girl, you like something. You like something, girl. You like something, bitch. I love you down, girl. You know I love you, but bitch. You know you try that. Girl. I mean, if y'all think, I mean, would you lay with a stinky man? If the man was fine, like real shit. If the man was fine and he was just fine as shit, would you lay with a stinky man? Hit the bell if you were lay with a stinky man. Let me see your bell. If you were lay with a stinky man because he fine as shit, hit the bell. I want to see. Would you let him spend a night? They talking about, no, I don't see no bills. Okay. If you wouldn't lay with a stinky man, hit the bill. Or would you at least told him, I mean, my thing is, I would lay with him if he was stinky, but I would, like, once he lay down, and I would probably be like, if it was like an unbearable stink, I would have to be like, you know what, my love, you know, I like you, but you stink. And I probably wouldn't say it like that. I'd be like, you know, I think you should, let's take a bath. You know what I'm saying? Like, just take a bath. No, he wasn't Arabic, bitch. He was black. He was definitely black, bitch. Here's the thing. Have I ever laid with a stinky man? No, bitch. I don't think I just laid with no stinky ass nigga. I don't think I ever just laid with it. Because here's the thing. The whole point of you coming over here, and I'm sure the whole point of him coming over there was to be on some bullshit. Like, let's be nasty and stuff. Because you said that they was grabbing dicks and stuff. So I'm thinking, like, y'all whole team was to be nasty. So, bitch, I'm not sucking no stinky dick, and I'm not thinking no dirty ass. Like, I'm not licking no dirty butt. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of like, well. Now, if you get stinky and sweaty in the midst of sex, that's one thing. But, girl, if you get out the shower and you still stink, that's another thing. I don't know, child. I don't think I've been able to do it. I just don't understand why my friend tried to play the man. Like, girl, it was all on the man. But, girl, you let him spend the night. Like, I just don't understand that. Like, girl, don't play with me. Like, don't lie. Don't be sneaky. Girl, like, I do not like when people try to play with my intelligence. Like, bitch, I'm not sharper than that. Like, girl, I'm old. Don't you hate that? Am I the only one that have friends that think that? Because I swear, I have friends that think that I don't know what they're doing. You know, I have some friends that work, some friends that don't. I have some friends that do a lot of different stuff. And just because I don't ask how you get money or just because I don't ask how you pay it, don't mean that I just don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, people, just because a person does not address everything does not mean a person doesn't see it. We have a person that wants to come on, let's say. You know? Oh, if y'all want to call in, too, we got a call-in number. Yes, y'all can call in. I don't know. I don't like this update because it don't be letting me, it do not let me, Girl, I'm not going to, don't request me, bitch, if you're going to be scary. Hold on, let me see. Why only let me pin certain people's stuff? So would you lay with a stinky man?
So my sister
does
about 2 minutes. You know, everybody's trying to make themselves look better in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess her telling you that he stinks trying to downplay him but upplay her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of it all, she made herself feel like a fool because she said he spent the night.
Right. He came like that.
Oh, he came like y'all.
Right, so he stunk before he got there. He came there stinking. Right. So, and if I see my friend, like, I think he thinks that, like, I don't see the bullshit. And it's like, I don't know how you can not. But I told him, I was like, bitch, I'm telling this story. Because, girl, you're playing with my intelligence.
But it's like, nigga, we've been
Have you ever messed with a funky man?
No, not funky. I don't. My head's got to be straight out the shower. Me or my partner, straight out the shower, because I like to get down and I like a clean playing field.
Right, but see, my thing is this. So, do it matter if he's a does the top need to be cleaner than the bottom, or does the bottom need to be cleaner than the top, or does it matter?
Everybody's clean.
Are you a top or a bottom? Are you licking ass or sucking dick? Oh, so you got to be right all the way around.
Exactly.
So what if he is fine, though, like super, super, super fine, and it's like, girl, but he just stinks.
I'll find you. I don't give a damn how fine you are, how gorgeous you may be. If you have a smell, you might smell like a smell.
My shit's
going like this.
Wait a minute. See, no. So you not going to put no fine-ass nigga out of your house. So you just going to put him out? Right. Okay, right. Because that's the bullshit. Right. Yeah, don't try it, bitch. You wasn't going to put them out. Right. But you'll say, how would you tell him that he needs to take a bath? Ooh. Taking too long. And what if he'd be like, well, I just got out the shower. Because the boy just got out the shower.
And then that's what I would say. You wash up your way, I wash up mine, so let's go wash up together.
You wash up your way, I wash up my way. Now let's go wash up together. I like that. Woo! Shit. Oh my God. That was a good one. Thank you, caller. That was fun. Woo! Bye. Well, does anybody else want to come on and tell me how they would tell a musty date, how to get unmusty? I mean, I really would like to know, like, how would you guys handle a situation like that? Would you just pay it, or would you still let the date spend the night? Call in 563-999-3658 or join the live. But I just need to get that off my chest, bitch. Like, I won't be before you long. I just really need to get that off my chest, girl. Not at all. I needed that off my chest. Mm-hmm. I needed that off my chest, bitch. Oh, I needed that off my chest. Oh, my God. So, all right, if there's no other people that want to come on, bitch, let's see. Oh, my God. Hold on. If we have no other guests, then, bitch, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to let you guys go back with your family. And, oof. Listen, if you guys are out tonight, if you guys are planning on being fucked or laying with a man or doing any sorts of things, make sure you go and you let them know if it's not right. You make sure that you're right. Get everything. You know, it's only okay to fall short when you're in a relationship. Honestly. The reason why I say it's only okay to fall short when you're in a relationship, because sometimes when you're in a relationship, you guys just mess. So you guys be a little dirty, you be a little mess, sweaty, you be clean together, you be everything. So, but when you're single, all your shit needs to be together because you can still be judged. But when you're in a relationship, at that point, you guys should know everything about one another, and you guys are probably synced together to where y'all might go and have sex off the cuff when the other person may not be that clean. Or you might eat a little ass or suck a little dick when it ain't all the way right. Because I know being in a relationship sometimes, you just want it when you want it. So you take the sacrifice. Everybody don't have time to prepare. If I'm single and I'm talking to you on it on Jack or something like that, and I'm planning to come meet up with you, then goddammit, I should be together. But if I'm in a relationship and my man come home or I get off of work and my man want to pull my pants down and put my dick in his mouth, then bitch, he already know what he expects. But, you know, if it's early in the morning I decide to tongue my man down in the mouth, I know he ain't brushed his damn teeth. Now, the first thing I might not do is go eat my man's ass right away. Unless he left the bed. If he leaves the bed, and I'm not going to eat his ass because I don't know if I was sleeping, he wants to go shit or what. It might not be right. But if your man really love you, he going to let you know that, girl, it's not the time to be licking my ass. Now, if he's just in the bed, girl, you know, you have a nice night, you can lick your man ass. It might smell, you know, smell nice. But, bitch, if your man gets up out the bed and I roll over and realize he's not there, then he gets back in the bed. I don't know what you did from that time that I was sleeping. You went and got out the bed in the bed. So you might have went and shit and did whatever you had to do. And I don't know if you showered or anything. So I'm not about to eat your ass. Now, if we still in the bed and ain't nobody moved from the bed, I might eat your ass. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those kind of situations. It's no shade. It's no shade. That's all I'm saying, bitch. But listen, if you just get out the shower and you travel to a motherfucker house and you still stinking, that's the problem, bitch. You should never get out the shower still stinking. Because that means you didn't take no shower. He probably was one of those motherfuckers that went in the bathroom and just let the water run and stood there and let it fog up the mirror, bitch. He probably ain't been taking showers for years.
Ooh. Ooh, shit. Oh, God. Ooh.
So listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, a bitch that don't realize that they stink outside the shower is a bitch with a problem. I don't care how fine you are. And if any bitch that let a bitch tell them that they just got out the shower and that motherfucker still stink and you still let that motherfucker spend the night, you might have some low self-esteem, bitch. That's one self-hating asshole right there. Bitch, you need to love yourself more to say, listen, nigga, you're not finna lay in my goddamn bed like that. Yes, God, shower lives matter. I like that. Oh, God. Ooh. Yes, God, does anybody want to come on the live and give me a KK, bitch? Because I'm in the mood. I can tell you a bunch of stories about this girl, but I don't want to tell you about this girl because she'll kill me, bitch. But the girl, I had to tell her that one was a kiki. But understand the differences, Scott. If you're meeting up with a man, everything should be right on your end and on his end. Especially, like, listen, like, now if you're in a relationship, again, sometimes things happen. Sometimes you're not always prepared. You can't be prepared 24/7. If your man want to come home and fuck you or stick his dick in his mouth or you want him to fuck you, and he may not be that clean. Because it goes for bottoms too. Sometimes the bottom be all the way prepared, but the nigga just get there. He ain't all the way, balls ain't fresh and clean all the time, bitch. Well, if you want some dick, then, bitch, girl, you're going to get what you're going to get. But see, now for me, I'm never going to have my man eat my ass. And my man, well, at least he haven't told me. But see, if I was not smelling right, it's just because we together. But, bitch, I don't think my plan was ever to just hit him up with a rude awakening. You know what I mean? But at some point, you know, I also been a person like, listen, you don't want to go back there right now. It's been a lot going on. You know, I've had a lot of dairy where I have not showered. Now, if you persist on going back there, that's your business, my love. And at that point, into each of the home because I'm into whatever I'm into. But, bitch, I'm never going to meet a man. And that motherfucker smell like balls and ass and shit and doo-doo and piss. Bitch, after just getting out the shower. Ugh. No, that's not going to work. That's not going to work, my love. Oh, you know what? I really had a kiki with you all today. I really enjoyed myself. Yes, guys. So I'm thinking about doing the show tomorrow, depending on what you guys are giving. Everybody was saying there's so much stuff going on, like there's so many shows going on, and I really didn't think about that. So if it seems like it's a busy, busy night, I want you guys to have a chance to come to the show. So we may reschedule. I'm not sure yet. But if you see me on here, make sure your notifications are turned on. Does anybody else have anything else they would like to say before I get the fuck up out of here? I just want to share that kiki with you guys because I know you guys are with your family, so I don't want to hold you. Come back later tonight. Okay. What do we want to talk about later tonight? What do we want to talk about later tonight? Let me know. All right, y'all. It's been motherfucking real. Oh! He said, wait, I want to know if he's still sinking and if he showered. Yes. So the answer is this. So if you're just joining us, my friend met a man. The man came to his house the night before, was sinking, spent the night. My friend was wearing him out like, oh, this man stinks. But my friend didn't tell me that the man had spent the night until later. So I found out the man had spent the night, laid in the bed, touched my friend dick, was stinking, and was stinking the next day. And I found out that the man was stinking before he even got to my friend's house, and he had supposedly just got out the shower and was on his way. But anyway, so fast forward. Absolutely not did the man take a shower. No, he did not. My friend never told him to take a shower, and the man, to my knowledge, is still stinking to this day. Yes, he is still stinking. Absolutely. To answer your question, the man never got in the shower. The man is still stinking. He's still, and he's stinking at houses near you. Yep. And that's the motherfucking bullshit. Yes, he is still stinking. He is stinking across America. Actually, he moved here from, Never mind. Oh, shit. The man is still stinking. Tits at the top and dick at the bottom. Oh, girl. Things just are coming out of my mouth. But yeah, the man is still stinking. Yep. And that's the motherfucking bullshit. Whoa. Don't y'all do that, okay? Y'all be careful. Y'all be nice. Y'all play nice. It's not okay to stink with everybody.
you know, if you have a lover or something, it's okay, but no, 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 no.
But my new single, Tits at the Top and Dick at the Bottom, will be released next week. Oh, and that was not an April Fool's, bitch. The man was really stinking. Okay, let me get off this live because I'm really playing right now. Girl, I'm not about to play Bajor right now, okay? I don't want to do this, you know. It's compromising my friendships and relationships. And I don't want to be the person who is airing another man's dirty laundry. Yeah. Well, apparently my friend never did him. But this is why I'm like, girl, you did do him. I mean, I guess that was the whole big shebang. Like, girl, you must have fucked him, girl. He touched your dude. That was the whole thing. Like, girl, you're going to sit here and try to pretend to me that you didn't fuck him or suck him or do anything. But, girl, y'all, he just was touching on you. Why would he even be touching on you if you couldn't bear his smell? Like, who do you think I am? Like, who do you think I am? Like, really? Well, I don't know. So, anywho, let me get off here and, we will talk to you later. Maybe tonight. All right, y'all. For real. Remember, make sure y'all take showers. Make sure your friends take showers. Make sure y'all wrap it up. All that really, really good shit. And, yeah, if the motherfuckers think, don't be afraid to be like, yo, you don't smell good. Like, there's nothing wrong with telling somebody to get in the fucking shower, especially if they're at your house. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that, okay? What's wrong is if you allow this motherfucker to inflame, infect, and I don't even know, anything into your shit. Sorry, I fucked up. But you get what I'm saying. Don't allow that. Don't do it. That's all I'm saying, y'all. I'm feeling like ranting today, so I might rant a lot. But don't do that shit, okay? All right. I know I said I was leaving, so now I'm really leaving. Bye.
But then now when I post on my social media, the work that I am doing. Sorry, trust me, you're going to.
You have to step outside of you and see, like, am I friendly? Like, am I the one that makes people want to invite me to things? Am I the person?